how she, who was at once his wife and mother with a knotted noose, laid violent hands on her own life, and how our two unhappy brothers, in one day, each on his own head by the other's hand, wrought common ruin. We now left alone, do but consider how most miserably we two shall perish, if despite of law we traverse the behest or power of kings. We must remember we are women born, unapt to cope with men, and being ruled by mightier than ourselves, we have to hear these things, and worse. For my part, I will ask pardon of those beneath, for what perforce I needs must do, but yield obedience to them that walk in power. To exceed is madness and not wisdom.
Then in future I will not bid you help me, nor henceforth, though you desire, shall you with my good will share what I do. Be what seems right to you, him will I bury. Death, so met, were honor, and for that capital crime of piety, loving and loved, I will lie by his side. Far longer is there need I satisfy those nether powers than powers on earth, for there, forever, must I lie. You, if you will, hold up to scorn what is approved of heaven.
I am not one to cover things with scorn, but I was born too feeble to contend against the state.
Yes, you can put that forward. But I will go and heap a burial mound over my most dear brother.
My poor sister, how beyond measure do I fear for you.
Do not spend fear on me. Shape your own course.
At least announce it then to nobody, but keep it close, as I will.
Tell it! Tell it! You'll cross me worse by far if you keep silence, not publish it to all.
Your heart beats hotly for chilling work.
I know that those approve whom I most need to please.
If you could do it, but you desire impossibilities.
Well, when I find I have no power to stir, I will cease trying.
But things impossible, 'tis wrong to attempt at all.
If you will say it, I shall detest you soon, and you will justly incur the dead man's hatred. Suffer me and my unwisdom to endure the weight of what is threatened. I shall meet with nothing more grievous at worst than death with honor.
Then go, if you will have it, and take this with you. You go on a fool's errand.
Exit Antigone.
Lover true to your beloved, none the less are you.
Exit Ismene. Enter Theban senators as chorus.
Sunbeam bright, thou fairest ray that ever dawned on Theban eyes over the portal seven. O orb of orient day, how glorious didst thou rise o'er Dirca's streams, shining from heaven, him, the man with shield of white, who came from Argos in armor dight, hurrying runagate o'er the plain, jerking harder his bridle rein, who by Polynices' querulous broil stirred up in arms to invade our soil, with strident cries as an eagle flies, swooped down on the fields before him. Neath cover of eagle pinion white, as drifted snow, a buckler bright, on many a breast, and a horsetail crest, from each helm floating o'er him.
Yawning with many a blood-stained spear around our seven-gated town, high o'er the roofs he stood. Then, or ever a torch could sear with flames the rampart crown, or ever his jaws were filled with blood of us and ours, lo, he was fled. Such clatter of war behind him spread, stress too sore for his utmost might, matched with the dragon in the fight. For Zeus abhors tongue-glorious boasts, and straightway as he beheld their hosts, whereon they rolled, covered with gold, streaming in mighty eddy, scornfully with a missile flame, he struck down Capaneus, as he came uplifting high his victory cry at the topmost goal already.
Tantalus-like, aloft he hung, then fell. Earth at his fall resounded. Even as, maddened by the Bacchic spell, on with torch in hand he bounded, breathing blasts of hate. So the stroke was turned aside, mighty Ares rudely dealing, others elsewhere, far and wide, like a right-hand courser wheeling round the